Does your local council represent you properly? That question's being posed by a campaign group in Fylde. We'll look at the nuts and bolts of local democracy very soon. Does your local council represent you properly? That question is being posed by this campaign group that is challenging the way Fylde Council operates. Rather than the old committee system involving many councillors, it's a cabinet setup with just the leader, David Eaves, and six other Conservative members. He told us that he believes it is democratic.
The myth that seven councillors actually make all the decisions at Fylde Borough Council is totally untrue. Fylde Borough Council, yes, runs a leader and a cabinet system. It is not unique to Fylde. Now, within this leader and cabinet system, there are also committees within the system that run day-to-day working of Fylde Borough Council. If the cabinet makes a decision that is called in by a scrutiny committee, and that scrutiny committee still don't accept what has been done, it can be then sent to full council, where the whole council of 51 councillors can debate it for as long as they wish.
But the Fylde Civic Awareness Group says that arrangement has led to mistakes. It's now hoping to gather the signatures of 5% of the local electorate to force a referendum next year. It would be the first such challenge in the country. Well, our reporter Steve Becker spoke with their clerk Fred Moore and local resident Palmyra Stafford. He asked her whether enough people would actually be interested.
I've been speaking to quite a lot of people as I've been going shopping, as I've been walking my dog, etc. Quite a lot of people are aware of the fact that we have a leader in a cabinet system. A lot of people are not. And when I've taken the time to sort of explain to people, quite frankly, they're horrified. You know, I mean, I live in a ward that's called Kiln House Ward. And we vote, and we have three councillors that represent Kiln House Ward. Now, none of those councillors are in the cabinet. So, in effect, my vote and the vote of other people in Kiln House Ward hasn't been wasted, but, you know, we feel that we're not represented. So it will be my mission, if you like, in a very small way, to sort of speak to people about this and obviously encourage people to sign the petition.
Now, Fred, that's one view about the lack of democracy. The council leader and the cabinet would say, well, there are a whole bunch of committees within the town hall, scrutiny committees, so ultimately all the council does get a say, and really you're on a wasted mission here.
Well, it's not quite right, because the scrutiny committees, they do exist, that is correct. But the scrutiny committees are politically balanced, as is the council. So it's a majority group that's making the rules and then scrutinising themselves for it.
But wouldn't that have happened similarly in the old system anyway, where the largest party gets the largest say?
Oh yeah, I'm not complaining about the majority. That's perfectly proper democracy. But with the previous system, all 51 councillors had the right to say and the right to vote. At present, they only have the right, the other councillors only have the right to ask questions, and they have no right to vote. And just going back to the scrutiny for a moment, if I may, when the scrutiny considers it, it can refer a matter to the council for consideration. Full council can consider it, but then by law they are obliged to refer that back to the cabinet. Well, what democracy is that? You're putting it back to the people that made the decision in the first place.
Now, this may be the first, Palmyra, the first action of its kind anywhere in the country, and the council would say, I think you'd acknowledge, it will come at a cost. It may be £100,000 or so. Now, for those local residents, it may end up on their council tax bills. It certainly will come out of the coffers of the council. Do you think that might put people off supporting it if they think, well, hang on a minute, what a waste of money. It could go on our local services.
Well, I mean, myself personally, I think this is possibly a price worth paying. I mean, £100,000, £120,000 is probably, you know, a drop in the ocean compared to all the money that's been wasted over the, you know, previous few years. If we can reverse, you know, this, and if we can go back to the committee system, okay, it's a lot of money, and, you know, everybody will ultimately have to pay through the council tax, but better now a small drop of money than for us to continue to waste hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Fred, do you think you can be successful? You hope to trigger the referendum with the support of 5% of the local electorate. Once the word gets out about what's happening, do you think you'll muster the support?
Yes, I think so. We've spoken to people. We've built up, in the last few weeks, we've built up a network of 20 shops throughout the whole of Fylde, where people will be able to walk in and sign a petition from walking off the street. And then there's going to be a downloadable petition form that people can print off and sign at home and then take in either to one of the shops or indeed to one of 30 other letterboxes that people have volunteered for us. So I think that itself demonstrates that there is a well of support for what we're doing.
The nuts and bolts of local democracy. Steve Beckett reporting there, speaking with a couple of the members of the Fylde Civic Awareness Group at Palmyra Stafford, and that was their clerk, Fred Moore. It's now 5:25.